Okay, let's go. Go to Amid Beis. Zog the Gemara weiter. We're going to start again because we got stuck in the middle. This site at the beginning of the line, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13th line from the top. The site to Lamali. Why does the Torah say the site by site to Sheikh Mazera? Again, Rabbi Yaina told us that by all our riots, Harah is like Marbia. So that's a fact. Harah is like Marbia. So why did the Torah by site to say Vishakav Ish Isa Sheikh Mazera? Doesn't make a difference. Vishakav Ish Isa is enough. The Gemara in Rav Sheish is spotless Shekinah Losh like a Darka. We had two pshatim in Rashi yesterday. Second pshat in Rashi, which is the way a lot of Rishonim learned, is that he warned her. He said, don't go into with somebody because I don't trust you, Shalai Kedarka. The reason Rashi doesn't say that in the first pshat is because even though it's a beautiful pshat, but since when does a person tell his wife why he doesn't want to go privately with the person? I don't want you to go privately with the person. That's Kinoi. He doesn't have to give a reason. This guy said, because I'm afraid to live with you, Shalai Kedarka. You know what I mean? But Rashi's first pshat is that everybody knew that's what he was afraid of. And that's called the Kinoi Shalai Kedarka. And that's not Kinoi. She doesn't become usher to him if she goes privately into the room with the guy. She doesn't have to drink Saita water. It's not true. It says Mishkaveisha, which means that there's two ways to live with a woman. Both have the same effect. Both are in the parish of Saita. Right? Both are in the parish of Saita. So, right? They're both comparable. So it's not true. Meaning, the halacha is not true. You warn a man not to live with his wife. You warn the woman, don't go in because he's going to live with you, Shalai Kedarka. That's like living Kedarka. There's no difference. The Torah equated both ways of living. Mishkavei Ishaksiv, Rashi. Mishkavei Ishaksiv, Hukshu Shneyev. They're both compared. They're equal. Zakta Gemara. He warned her, I don't want you to go in with Pliny, with John, because he plays with you. Not that he lives with her. He's not accusing his wife of being Madonna. When he's afraid, his wife is going to do...
Bodily contact,
not living together. And he's warning her, I don't want you to go, and that's not a saita. So he tells his wife, do not go with John, because John, he will have bodily contact with you at other points of your body. And she goes privately with John, she doesn't become nazir. Rashi, playing with the breasts, or using his male organ to... Bidash, I guess, to be mighty Zera, Mishar Ivarim, without any penetration or any contact with her private area. Zokti Gemara Mala Abaya Pritzusar Marachmana. I need a pasuk to tell me that's not warning. Did the Torah write a Saita because they're acting Pritzusnik? Isn't Saita only a fear of living together, of her being Mizana? We need a pasuk to say if you warn the woman not to play around with a man, which is not znus, that's not considered a kino. Isn't that a self-understood thing? So tragedy. Bit me a clinic. She doesn't love kino you. She produces like mitzralei. If she did it, she wouldn't become usher. A woman that does these things doesn't become usher to her husband. So why should there be? The whole halacha of saita is to ascertain whether she's mutter or usher to her husband. Did something happen or not happen? Well, what we think happened, it would not serve anyway. So, of course, she's not a saita. Envid the Gemara. Elam Rabbaya Pratlin the Kinala Benishika. Now we get involved in what the Gemara will get involved in later. And the Gemara is giving us a head up on it. What is Hara? There's a Machloikis, what is Hara? Among the Amit says Hara is Hachnosa Satara, a partial penetration. The part of the male organ that's called the atara, the raised part of the male organ towards the end. That is called hara. Anything beyond that is bia. Before, at that point, that's called hara. Anything less than that is not even hara. There's a mandiyama that says nishika. The touching of the male organ to the female area, even if no penetration at all, that's hara. Now, what if you hold hara is achnasa satara? And he warned his wife, I don't want you going with the room in John because I think John does Nishika's favor to you. He doesn't penetrate, but there is a touch of genital area, right? Right. So what would that be? Now you could, Dr. Tyra Shikvatera, that's not called a kinoi. Without the pasuk, I would say maybe that's aser. Maybe that's aser. Maybe that aser is a woman to her husband. Comes the Torah and says a woman does not become. It defines hara. Means the shikvatera by saita, according to this answer, is defining hara. That hara needs some court of penetration. Without any penetration, it's not aser. What?
Even if there's shikvazera?
Even if there's shikvazera. That's not called shikvazera if it's not in her. Rashi. Benishika, Avery Neishik B'makam Tashmish. A touching in the private area. Frek the Gemara. Frek the Gemara Nichalamanda Marah Zuachnos the Satara. That makes sense. If you hold that raw needs partial penetration, then you can tell me, the Torah is teaching me, Nishika is not partial penetration. Right? Ella, the Mount Amr is Nishika. But according to the Mount Amr that says that this is Nishika, meaning that Hara is Nishika, and that would ask her woman to her husband. That is Nus. Touching the male organ to her private part is considered living with her. That's what the Mount Amr Nishika says. So according to the Mount Amr, you know, what?
That's Hara.
That's Hara, according to what Mount Amr. If that's Hara, Ma'ika Lameimar. So Manoshek, if that's what he's warning her about, that asks her. That is Kinoi. That's what the Torah has to tell me, warning her about something that doesn't answer it to her husband, because that's not harah. How can you exclude it? She does become answer to her husband. And for the Gemara, we go back to Rava's answer. He warned her not to have bodily contact, not living together. I would think that kinoi has nothing to do with just nus. Maybe kinoi means anything that bothers the husband that's in contact with a man. Doesn't need the act of nus. Warning you, I don't want you with John because you act preachistic with John. Again, preaches it in sense of touch. Maybe that's enough to ask her a woman to her husband. No, it doesn't ask her a woman to her husband if she does it on her own. But he's makpid. It bothers him. He's telling her, I don't want a wife like this. I don't want a wife that messes around like this. So maybe the fact that he's makpid, the Torah allowed him to be makpid and offers her to him till she drinks saita water. Maybe the Torah expanded, meaning, a woman that would do it is on her own without being warned by her husband. She doesn't become upset to her husband. She wasn't the Zana. But if he cares about it and it bothers him and it's not so nice, it's not appropriate behavior, it's pretty inappropriate behavior, and it bothers him and he warns her, maybe Taka she becomes upset to her husband. Kamash Malan. No. Kamash Malan, that's the Chiddush of Sheikh Mazera, that it has to be something that asks her, not something that he decides bothers him. Now again, he's not being crazy. I understand why it bothers him, but that doesn't answer to him, even with a warning. Rashi? No Rashi.
This is kind of impractical because if they're alone for a long enough time for anything to happen, even if nothing happens, she has to drink.
Only if there's a fear she was mizana.
They're alone in a room with a bed for
2 hours. One second. Let's say there was no warning of the husband. A man and a woman.
Okay, so there's no warning, fine.
So what happens?
Nothing.
Does she have to drink?
No.
Is she asking her husband?
No.
Okay. He warned her, I'm afraid of X. I'm not afraid of Y. Is that a warning for Y or not? Or is that like no warning for Y? The guy says, I know my wife. She will never be Madonna. She has her boundaries. She has her boundaries. Again, I'm not trying to sit here and rationalize her behavior. I know my wife. She will never be mizana.
So if he just says bodily contact and she's in there long enough, then it's not she doesn't drink?
No. Because he's not accusing her of anything more than bodily contact, which doesn't offer to him. The Havamina would be, if it's a big deal to him, it's a big deal to him. Now, the Achronim struggle with this Havamina. L'maisa, does her husband have a right to answer his wife to him, make her lose a ksuba? That's not true. Only if he warned her for snus. If he warned her for bodily contact, she loses ksuba? She has to. He has to bring Adam. Adam and Yichud wouldn't be enough for that. Adam and Yichud to make her lose the ksuba? Maybe.
You're right. There's
no. There's a big machlokes here.
He could divorce her, right?
What?
He could divorce her, right? That's not called ball.
Yeah, the question is, right. He could divorce her. The question is, what's she become? That's what she had to drink inside the water.
No, right. I'm saying, but
if I could just remind the other remote listeners to please mute themselves so we could all hear clearly. Thanks.
Did everybody mute themselves? Here, in the back over here, he brings them a clunkus. Here it is. Right. Where is it? Right, so he brings the shayla over here with a beard that doesn't aser. Right, meaning Rav Chana is masbid, that the havmin of the Gemara is, the pshat is that since he's makbid, she becomes like a zayna by violating his words and living that way.
And then therefore?
And she would become aser to him, and then she would have to drink to become mutter to him.
Oh, but what's the other part? But not what?
What?
They're not drinking sota.
So the Kamash Malana, she doesn't drink sota water. And she doesn't become aser to him.
I would do more.
But anyway, that's what they talk about. Fine. He wants to divorce her. That's his business.
No, you can't. Of course, I don't
know. You can divorce Bal Karka. Not divorcing Bal Karka is a chayim Rabbeinu Gershon. Up to Rabbeinu Gershon's time, a guy wanted to divorce his wife. He walked over and he said, "Here, honey." And he gave her a get, and it was over and done with. She liked it, she didn't like it. Rabbeinu Gershon said, no divorcing Bal Karka. He also said, no marrying two wives. So he really put a husband in an untenable position. Meaning, you can't divorce your wife against her will, and you can't marry a second wife. So what are you supposed to do? She doesn't want to take a get. Or what happens? Again, you'll tell me the woman is in the same position, she can't divorce her husband. What's she supposed to do? You're right. But that's biblical. But here, Rabbeinu Gershon made two takanas. So that's where the Hetamei Rabbanim came in. That if a guy writes a get, is willing to give it to his wife, and she doesn't want to take it, and 100 Rabbanim ascertain, they have to be located at least in 3 places, and they ascertain that he's tried to give her a get, and she refuses to take it, then he gets a Heter to marry a second wife. That's called the Hetamei Rabbanim. And the Rabbanim, the get is written, it's placed in escrow in a bezin, she can pick it up whenever she wants it, and they write a star saying he's now permissible to marry a second wife.
And she is
HCC. Of course she's an HCC. She never divorced her. The Rabbeinu Gershon's chayrim of marrying a second wife is removed by the Heter Meir Rabbanim.
So that get is not effective until she gets it.
She takes it. There's no get.
When was this? Is he the biggest, Rabbeinu Gershon?
It was Aragaila. He was Rabbeinu Gershon.
Rabbi Yitzchak?
He lived around the year 1000.
Rabbi Yitzchak?
Maybe in the 900s. Rabbi Schutz will probably know more accurately. I think in the 900s, around there. He was Rashi's Rebbe's Rebbe. So Rashi lived in the 1000s, and he was Rashi's Rebbe's Rebbe. I don't think Rashi ever met him, or Rashi never brings directly from him. Rashi brings from his Talmidim. So he was Rashi's Rebbe. So if Rashi lived in the 1000s, he might have lived in the early 1000s, the late 900s. He lived in France.
Oh,
Rabbi Margaretin?
In 1 second, I'm in the middle of talking. The Sfardim accepted it. Everybody accepted it. But Rabbi Negyoshin only made the Chayrim, Rabbi Negyoshin only made the Chayrim till year 5000, which is 1240 on the English calendar. Year 1240, the question was to extend it. Rabbi Negyoshin's Chayrim was made only till year 1240.
Who extended it?
The Rishaynim. The Rishaynim who lived in France and Germany in 1240 decided to expand it, to extend it.
Forever,
till Mashiach comes. And the Svartish countries did not expand it. Not extend it. But till 1240, Rabbeinu Kershon said. Yes, Dr. Brett.
Was the Heter Meir Banim part of the original Takana, or they came later?
I think it's part of the original Takana. I think he gave that the Heter Meir Banim. You can, if he offered it, nobody would come along and be mocked his Takana. I think he gave that out. Again, I think he gave that out. If not, you would have to say it was made in 1240. Nobody would come and say, okay, he made the thing and we're going to make an exception to it. No. If he made it, nobody argued. He was the Gadol Hadar, the accepted Gadol Hadar. I think he made it, but if he didn't make it, then in 1240, when they extended it, they might have made it. But I thought he made it originally. Then again, if you show me some historical person who knows much more than me in history says differently, I'm not going to argue with him. One time, I signed them ahead to Meir Rabban.
I think he thinks in Aris Arua here that she does like Suba. He had the whole thing from Perikamata. Anyway, you're the last one.
Okay, let us move on. Zakti Gemara Vayter. Amr Shmuel. Now we get involved in what Harah is. We just referred to it a moment ago, but it wasn't a sugya. You just said, going to this and that and that and that, but we didn't bring it down. Now the Gemara brings it down. Amr Shmuel. Harah Zunashika. What is Harah? That the Torah answered, that the Torah wrote by Nida. And we compared it to all Chayvei Krisus. And then we had all Gzeirah Shavas that took it all over the place, except for Shivcha Charufa. What is Harah? Zunashika. All it is the touch of the male organ to the Hamakim Tashmish. Machzul Adam Shemaniach as Boy Alpiv, he Asher Shla Yitchur Chabasar. And the reason that is called Harah is because when a person puts his finger on his lip, automatically the lip moves inwards. That means her lip, but Isa Makam will also move inwards, and therefore it's considered a partial penetration.
Even without penetration.
Even without any penetration, pushing it back is like penetration. That's what he says. That is Shmuel. Kiyasil Rabba Baba Chana, when Rabba Baba Chana came from Eretz Yisrael, Amar, he said in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, Gemar Bia B'Shivcha Charufa, Zuach Nasa Satara. He said, what is a Gemar Bia? Gemar Bia only requires the Achnasa Satara, which is partial penetration. It means he seems to second Shmuel, right? If Achnasa Satara is Gemar Bia, that means Harah is less than Gemar Bia, right? Which is the Shik, Rashi, Atara. Roish HaGiri Ve'enim and HaGir El HaBasar. It's really not part of the Gid. It is added on Basar at the end of the Gid. Zogti Gemar Vait. Ki Asa Rav Dimi. Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael. Amar Rav Yechin and Harah Zu Achnasa Satara. He quoted Rabbi Yechon as saying, Harah is Achnas the Satara.
Did you skip a couple of lines?
Yes, I did. Master Rav Sheshes, Shikma Zerein Achayev, Elad Bias Hamiruk. The Brisa says, you need Miruk. Miruk means, how does he translate Miruk? What? That's Rashi's translation. It's a Machlokes Rishonim. Rashi translates Miruk means that he has to be Maitzi Zera. Taisa says, Miruk means complete. Complete. It has to be a complete penetration. Complete. Rashi, Miruk, Shemazria. Taisa has a kasha because Taisa says, he doesn't have to have a Chaz Zera. If a person penetrates a Shivcha Harufa and is not Maitzi Zera, he still lived with the Shivcha Harufa. Right? So he says, Taisa, it has to be a beard that's royal or Chaz Zera, not that it actually is a Tazara. But Rashi says Shemazriya, and that's what... Let me just finish. Right. My love, Miruk again. Doesn't it mean there has to be a complete penetration? Like, Miruk Atara, a complete penetration of the Atara. Yes, what's your question?
I thought we had yesterday's Shiva Zera meant complete.
Complete what? There can be complete Atara and the complete Git.
I thought we learned it.
That's because we didn't know what Hara meant yet. But if Hara means the Shika, then Achnasis Atara might be considered complete.
Even without Shiva Zera?
Again.
But this doesn't work Shiva Zera.
What does Shiva Zera mean? It means Miruk. What does Miruk mean? Does it mean Miruk Gid or Miruk Atara? That's the Shiloh. I wouldn't have translated Miruk as Mazriya. I mean, no, Rashi does. But I think Miruk Gid, Miruk Atara, seems to be a point of penetration. Manoshek, he's Mighty Zera, he's Mighty Zera. Miruk means a penetration of the Gid, that's Mighty Zera, and a penetration of the Atara, that's Mighty Zera. But I don't see
that
it.
Has potential for it.
Tysus says it means potential. Rashi says Shemazriya.
That's
Tysus' kasha on Rashi. So we give answers on Rashi. But that's Tysus' kasha on Rashi. What are you telling Shemazriya? Right. But it means potential. So even if you learn potential, I always thought Mira, again, I don't argue on Rashi in translation of a word, and therefore I'm not going to argue on Art Scroll. All we did is he translated Rashi. Because I would have learned Mirak is a completeness, a completeness of penetration. Now, either a completeness of penetration of the Gid or a completeness of penetration of the Atara. But either way, the Gemara is answering that it's not a Raya that Achnasis Atara is the Sheik. Yes. Zog the Gemara Kasi Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael, Amar Rav Yechanan, he said in the name of Rav Yechanan, Harazu Achnasis Atara. Achnasis Atara is not considered a Gemara Bia, it's not Sheik Mazera, it's a Hara. They told him, Rabbi Baba Chana le'amra haki. Rabbi Baba Chana did not say it. It's a very interesting Gemara. I'll point out in a second why. Amalu, are you shakroya no shaki? What can I tell you, fellas? Either he's lying or I'm lying. I'm telling you, I heard Rabbi Yechanan say this. He said he heard Rabbi Yechanan say this. What am I supposed to say? Either I'm lying or he's lying. I mean, it happens today. Somebody will say, Rabbi Moshe Paskin, I heard Rabbi Moshe say. And somebody else will say, I heard Rabbi Moshe say the opposite. Right? So one of the two is, I mean, nobody's amazed at lying. But one of the two is saying a non-truth.
Or change his mind.
What?
Or Moshe changes mind.
Very rarely. Very rarely. Probably count on one hand times that he changed his mind in his lifetime, if even that many. Some Cypher changed his mind 3 times in his life. Like Dr. Bell. 3 times he changed his mind, time of Pesach. He passed thousands and thousands of Shilohs, and 3 times he changed his mind. So I just want to point out, Rabbi Baba Chana and Rav Dimi have many machlokes in about what Rav Yechanan has said throughout Shas. But this, I think, is the only time that they confronted Rav Dimi, and he answered, okay, so one of us two is saying a lot wrong. Life moves on. We have many times that Rav Dimi says one thing, and Robin says another. Then Rav Yechon is, you have to remember, Rav Yechon lived in Eretz Yisrael. This is in Bavo, and this is well after Rav Yechon, or shortly after Rav Yechon lived a very long time, shortly after Rav Yechon's time, and his Talmidim are coming from Eretz Yisrael, or maybe Talmidei Talmidov, I don't even know if, maybe the Talmidim, and they came and they said over the names of the Rebbe, and somebody coming from Eretz Yisrael, no facts, no internet, no way of communication, just word of mouth, and somebody's coming to Eretz Yisrael and quoting Rav Shach, and somebody else calls and quotes Rav Shach the other way. It happens all the time in Shas when they brought things to Eretz Yisrael. Ula, Rav Chiya bar Rabba, and Rav Avachana, and Ravin, and Rav Dimi, all those people who brought Tyrus Eretz Yisrael to Bavo. There's a lot of arguments in what Rav Yechanan said. This is, I think, the only time that one's being confronted. I don't remember any other time. And he answers, okay, so one of us is wrong.
That's lying. One of us is wrong.
Sheker doesn't mean lying. Sheker means falsehood. Doesn't mean deliberate lie. It means uttering a falsehood. That's what Sheker is. One of us is uttering a falsehood. Something about it.
So he says that Nasa Tara, so what is
Gvarbiya
then?
Past Atara in the Git. Anything past Atara is Gvarbiya.
Does it have to be
Mazriya?
Yeah.
Again, that's Rashi's Kiddush Shemazriya. Tosfos just asked. We never find this. It's a very docistic thing. It's a very docistic thing because, right, because once you pass that Torah slightly, then it's more than a class of Satara. You know, but that's the Gemara Vayitik. You ask a Rav and I'm a Rav Yechanan, okay? Here's a third quote of Rav Yechanan. He said, I run to a class of Satara. So again, he agreed with Rav Dimi. So the Gemara, Rabbi Baba Chana Vade Polik. He's definitely arguing with Rabbi Baba Chana. So Rabbi Baba Chana quoted Rav Yechanan as saying that a class of Satara is Gemara Biyah. And both Rav Dimi and Ravin are quoting Rabbi Yechanan as saying, no, that Achnas Satara is Hara. So, Adarabi Babachana Vadai Polik. The question is, Adar Shmumi Lema Polik. What does Rabbi Yechanan hold about Nishika? Is Nishika zero? Or is Nishika also Hara? There's two ways to look at it. Like Shmuel said, Hara is Nishika. He didn't talk about past Nishika. Rabbi Yochanan said, according to Rav Dimi and Ravin, Hara is Achnas of Satara. Now, are they arguing? Or are they just extending? Hara is from Nishika through Achnas of Satara. Or is one saying Hara is only Nishika, and one saying Hara is only Achnas of Satara, and before that it's not even Hara?
And then Achnas of Satara
might be... According to one that says it's only Nishika. And we don't know that. Shmuel just said... Haraz Unishika. Didn't talk about Achnas Zatara. Rabbi Yechanan, according to Rabbi Dimi and Ravin, said, Achnas Zatara is Hara. They didn't talk about Nishika. Are they arguing? Are they not arguing? Now, Rabbi Baba Chana's version of Rabbi Yechanan, it says, Achnas Zatara is Gemar Bia. So that, for sure, is not like Ravin and Rabbi Dimi.
Nishika would be Hara.
Nishika would be Hara. But now that we have Rav Dimi and Ravin, are they arguing on Shmuel? Zok to Gemara, no. Right. Nishika, that Achnas is Satara, Hara Karilo. It could be that whole thing is called Hara. Rashi. Vadai Pligi, Shom Achnas is Satara, Zok to Gemara, Bia, Vahki Karilo Hara. Adi Shmuel, the Amar, Nishika, Avi Hara, Mi Lei Mepolik, Shmuel have Achnas is Satara, Gemara, Bia, is Shmuel saying, that Achnas Satara is Gemar Bia. He didn't talk about Achnas Satara. Ulu Rav and Nishika Lav Klumi. And according to Rav and Rav Dimi, Nishika is zero. I do Matavayu. Bein Lo Rav and Bein Lo Shmuel. Hara Ninu. It's an extended. One is saying one end. One is saying the other end. And they're not arguing. And the Gemara says, we don't know. Maybe they're not. He asked the Shmuel, Amar by Yehuda, Amar Rav Yechanan. He quoted Rabbi Yechanan. This is the fourth Amayra quoting Rabbi Yechanan. Okay? We had Rabbi Baba Chana, we had Ravin and Rav Dimi, Rav Dimi and Ravin, and now we have Rabbi Shmuel bar Yehuda. And he said, Hara zu achnas satara, gemar bia mamish. So far he's echoing Ravin and Rav Dimi, and then he added a piece. Mikan ve'elach einel nishika upater alei. He quotes Rabbi Yechanan as saying, nishika is zero. So that means he argues on Shmuel. That piece that we didn't know before, whether Rabbi Yechanan is saying Hara is Achnas Satara only, or is Hara Achnas Satara also, now we know that it's only because Nishika is nothing. That's what he says. Rashi, Dr. Rashi, Mikan Ve'elach Tap Rashi, Machnas Satara Lamata, Einan Lishiko Pater. Now, we don't know what Shmuel would hold about Achnas Satara. We still don't know. Shmuel said Nishika is Hara. He didn't talk about Achnas Satara. Now we have Rabbi Yechanan. If you go with Rabbi Dimi and Ravin or Shmuel by Yehuda's version, Achnas Satara is Hara. And Shmuel by Yehuda added that Rabbi Yechanan said Nishika is zero. So there's a machlokes of Yechanan and Shmuel, whether Nishika is Hara or not. Okay, that's the machlokes of what Hara is, and that's what you asked yesterday. What is Hara? This was the sugya of what is Hara.
We didn't paskin,
we brought different opinions. We have Shmuel's opinion, and we have Rabbi Yechanan's opinion. and we accepted the version of Rav Nimi and Ravin and Shmuel Bar Yehuda about that is concerned. Theoretically, that's what it seems like we accept. I didn't look it up, but I think we accept.
So they are arguing, or two versions? One says they're arguing, one says they're arguing.
No. Rav Nimi and Ravin didn't comment about Nishika. We don't know.
So we still are not sure if they...
No, but then Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda came and told us.
That
what? That Rav Yechonin said Nishika is nothing.
In other words, Harav doesn't start until...
Haknas and Satara. Right.
At the beginning of Harav.
What? It starts at the beginning of Haknas and Satara and ends at the end of Haknas and Satara, correct. Which is a very minor part, because the Atara is not round. It really goes on an angle. So the bottom of the gid, the Atara, is very small. It's on the top of the gid, the Atara is bigger. On the bottom of the gid, the Atara is smaller. So we're not dealing with such a major penetration. I mean, past that is a Gemar Bia, but we're looking at what Haro is, right? Okay, now we get involved in another machlok.
Complete Bia is
any part of the gid. Any part of the gid. Correct. It's considered a Gemar Bia, and it's Chayav Hashivcha Charufa. Rashi adds that Hashivcha Charufa, you need the word Nazriya. Only by Hashem Charuf, but and Taisa says he needs royal Hazriya. Zakti Kamarvait. Echad Amahara Vechad Agoymer Kana. Okay, now, the Mishnah said that Echad Amahara Vechad Agoymer Kana. Now, in going to Rashi and many Rishonim, this line is a little bit misleading. We're going to have a Machloikis Rav and Shmuel. Whether what's called a bia grua, a bia that's not done in the right way, in the best way, we'll leave it that way.
Deficient.
What?
Deficient.
A deficient bia, correct, thank you. It's kind of for everything by Yibum, or only for some things by Yibum. And we'll explain that as we go along. Now, Rashi and a lot of Rishonim learn that it's not about Hara. Hara is like a bia, it's not considered deficient. The machloekis is when there's no kavana to be kaina, the mezid, the shaygig. When he has no kavana, we're not interested in her kavana. When he has no kavana to acquire, which we said in our Mishnah, he acquires her anyway. Bein b'shaygig, bein b'mezid. Even if he wanted to be mezana or he thought it was a different woman, as long as he was mechavan l'shem bia to anybody, we said he's kaina. So there's a machloekis, Rav and Shmuel, to what degree is he kaina? Is he kind of completely? Is he only kind of somewhat? As we will see as we go along. I'm going to talk about But it's not about Hara. According to Rashi, and I'll point out to Rashi as we go along, it's not right away, and a lot of Rishonim, it's not about Hara. Hara is considered a non-deficient bia. It's considered a regular bia. The Torah considered it like a Gemar bia. It's only we're talking about when he didn't have Kavana. So there's lacking in his action. He's not having Kavana. That's called the bia garua, deficient bia, and doesn't necessarily make her completely his wife, and we'll see what that means as we go along. And other Rishonim say, no, that it's even going on Hara, that is also called a deficient bia. Now, in our Gemara, the way it's worded, Echad Amara v'Echad Agoy Merkana, Frech the Gemara Markana. According to Rashi, that's not what it's going on. It's not going on Mara and Gemer. It's going on Shaygi Gemesis. So really, the words in the Gemara is not really going back on that case that's going on before when it said Shaygi Gemesis. Whereas if you read this Gemara simply, you wouldn't learn it that way. You would say it's going on Hara as well. But that's a Machlokes Rishonim, and they bring a Raya from Rashi. The Ritva brings a Raya from Rashi, and we'll see the Raya as we go through the Sugya. That Rashi also agrees that the Shaila is only by a Bia B'loi Das, without Kavana for Kenyan. Now, the Torah said it works. We had a Pasuk that says, Bia without Kavana for Kenyan works. The Machlokes Rav and Shmuel is, how far does it work? Rav said, works means it works. It's 100% his wife. It's 100% everything. And Shmuel says, it means he assumes his brother's role. But any other husband thinks, that are not mentioned in the Torah specifically, he doesn't get. Mostly rabbinic, well, even biblical. He doesn't yarshin her. According to the way the Rishonim learned, he doesn't yarshin her. He doesn't get her peiros. He doesn't get... She doesn't eat truma, as the Gemara will explain. She's not... Truma's rabbinic, because biblically, when she's in Arusa... Okay, we'll see how it goes along.
So does
she doesn't eat truma. What?
How does he fix it?
He lives with her, but come on. So this is the machlokes. Just let me do one line in the Gemara. My kana. Rav amar kana lakayel. Shmuel amar loikana l'dvarim amurim b'parsha. Leirish v'nichse achiv. That it says b'ferish in the pasuk. He gets the nachla. Ulapaitrim and ayibim. And to patra from yibim. The zika is off. Her tzaris can get married. She no longer needs yibim. She's married to him. She would need a get to get out. Luchalitza. That's all in the parsha that it works for. Rashi. Zogt Rashi, kana lakayel. Be'echem in abiyas geruas halalu. And one of these deficient bias. Now Rashi does not explain what he means. Later on, there's a diak in Rashi that he means shaygi gemezit. Kana lalu chol davar, ve'cheles v'truma me'yadim kayenu. And now she's allowed to eat truma. She's married to a kayen. Afilu halos l'mdina zayach. Even if he left town now for the next year, he lived with her one time, b'shaygig, or b'mezid, with the wrong kavana, and he left town for a year. She's an ashes kayan. She married a kayan. She can eat truma. V'loy ba'la bia gemura. He didn't do a non-deficient bia. Amurim b'parsha. B'parsha's yivamim. Shekasim b'mikra zeh. Yivamim yavi yaleh. That was the pasuk. The Shina law. Bein b'shaygig, bein b'mezid, bein b'ainis, bein b'ratzim. Notice Rashi's in Tara. But he brings the pasuk that said, Shayig Amazin. That means Rashi seems to be inferring we're talking about that kind of beer. He didn't say, and the pasuk also said Harah. He didn't say that. Because Harah is not in the picture the way the Ritzvah is Medayik in Rashi. Harah is a regular beer. Deficient beer means lack of kavana. Lack of kavana to be kaina. So Shmuel, it only works Leirish, the Siv Lakim Hashem Achim, that's my favorite, she gets his brother's thing. If the brother who did this Bia died, and he had sailed in Butaris Lashuk, I am a Tia Begat, Lebay Chalitza, I'm a Isla Tara, and if Tara Bia Sushuzu. But she can't eat Truma. She can't eat Truma. At this point, we'll see the Gemara will explain. She's not his wife 100%. The Rishayim Zigat, he doesn't inherit her, he doesn't get her payrus. He didn't have kavana to be kind to her. Now, a lot of things are rabbinic, as Truma, we will see in a moment, might be rabbinic. Yes?
This is only applying, Yehovah Elah is only in the ebook, this would not apply for regular marriage?
Who's calling me? Hello? Yes? Regular school, regular school. Chesky was supposed to let everybody know. I talked to Chesky now. I don't know why. I mean, the throats are clear here. There's no... it's very little snow here. I'm talking about... Since 10 o'clock last night, an inch fell. Right. Yeah, I hope so, yeah. Yes. Oh, good moment.
So this is only a din in Hebrew?
As opposed to?
No, if everything else, but if Kedushin, if I have
a... If a Kedushin without das to be kind of zero.
Okay, so because he bumped me well now, that shows, I know.
Back on das, on Dalet of an Aleph, that was on this test.
I know that, but the question is, so all these other things by Haran and all these other things, you can't learn out to Hebrew? Or Yibum, no.
Again, I just said about three times, that's what I mentioned, that the opinion of Rashi and many Rishonim is that Harah is a regular Bia, it's not a Bia Grua. Because that is by everything. Harah is a universal thing that's called Bia. By Znos, by Kedushin, by Yivama, you name it, except for Shepra Harufa, Harah is a universally accepted Bia. Here the Chiddush is that by Yibum you can have a Kinyan without Das. You don't need any desire to acquire. A man can live with his yevama. He wants to be mezana with her. He does not want to acquire her. And he acquires her anyway. His yevama.
But not with
Hara. With Hara too. Hara is a side issue. The Kiddush of Yevama was that Shayigum. That means the Rashi, the way they're medayik from Rashi is that Rashi holds Hara is not a be a gerua. Everybody would agree Hara wins 100% if he has das to be kind of.
But so
doesn't, then Hara is not going to be kind.
But that's not any different than Gemar Bia. It'll be kind of for the same thing Gemar Bia is kind of.
So
they're medayik that Rashi holds Hara and Gemar Bia synonymous.
So why is Anus not good?
Same thing. Shayigig makes it Anus all the same.
But the water says, let's keep it
honest. You want to answer this question now? Is that what you're asking me now, if I can answer the question on the test?
No, I don't want to know. It shouldn't matter. If it's
kishu
or not kishu, what does it matter?
That's not true, because it's not honest. We can't call it honest. That was a terminology. Honest means against his will. If ain't kishu el ladas, you can't call it against his will.
I just gave a question.
No, I don't know. I didn't have the question. I don't know what the question is. Oh, I don't do it all day. Is this one the question? So there is a kula by Yevamu, right?
I don't know what you mean by kula.
No, meaning you don't have to have, but everything else you have to have done.
The time, we had this last week. I don't know what happened today. We had last week that the Mishnah said, Beba Shagig, Beba Mazin, Beba Hines, Beba Rats.
Only by Yevamu.
Only by Yevamu. And we had a special pasuk, right? Rashi brought it down.
No, the Gemara brought it down.
Right, but Rashi quotes it here. He tells you to look. You want to look back on those hours. It's in the Gemara on the Dalad of an Aleph.
That's what the Gemara says. What do you mean? If I provide these for something else, the Gemara says, no, that he needs in the same. What?
Right. Want to fill in the answer now? That.
That
Harris is the tech. The tech
upstairs
was
a more worried about. You're going to be fine. You know, you're telling me, if you're the one that's telling me that I'm going to be fine, I have a lot to worry about.
Why?
No, but you know what? For example, my wife said to rob him, she's heard of 200 people, her boy, she said, the boy, she said, the side of
him. Right. That's very good.
She's sitting behind the scenes.
Yeah, it's Gemara Megillah, what you're quoting. Gemara Megillah said that somebody was masmaspa to somebody, and he gave a whole bunch of shvachim. So Nachman said, did you ever go to the bathroom with him to see if he's zar and halachas in the bathroom? Mi'ailus l'gavet le'beis hakiseh. Sharp line, right? Nobody knows what goes on behind the scenes. But a tzaddik like you, everybody knows is a tzaddik throughout.
Rebbe, please, I don't want to hear this kind of stuff. I really don't. Can you repeat it one more time?
Anyway, zak to Gemara. Minas, now, here comes the Gemara with a caveat, if that's the correct word. Minan is suin, kula amalai pligi. The divri akal echla. The akla miyikara. Even Shmuel says he assumes his brother's marriage. If she was married to the brother and ate truma from the brother, then he would do it be a gerua. She would start eating truma again because she ate truma before. And a be a gerua, the way their master Shmuel says she's not your wife. You replaced your brother, meaning you didn't get your husbandly rights as a husband, but you got your rights as taking over your brother's husbandly rights. So therefore, she was eating truma under your brother, and now this guy didn't bring a gruma, so she can eat truma.
And before that?
Yeah, well,
not during Yibam, no. Not during Shemar Shabbat. No. Fair Shemesh later on. In the seventh parak. The question is, keep ligi, mina erison. She never ate truma yet, rabbinically. But biblically, once there's erison, she eats truma. Rabbinically, we said an arusa doesn't eat truma, right? Either because he might eat mataskalov, he might feed his family, had a subas, or he might find a mum. So we said no truma. Now he did yibum, be a grua. Can we now give her the rights of truma? He married her. But his brother wasn't feeding her truma.
His brother never did
the bia. So it doesn't make a difference. But now he's just assuming his brother's right. Zok Shmuel, bia grua, doesn't give him any more rights than his brother had. And therefore, his brother wasn't yarshining her as an arusa. His brother wasn't eating the paris as an arusa. All bia grua does is you're cooking over your brother's status. And Rav says, be a grua, it's a be a grua, it's a be a, that's it, it's all over, it's all. Let's read it inside. Shmuel Amaki, Rabbi Rachman, look with the Makam Baal. Alumi, mi Baal, any more rights than the husband had, no. Rashi. Now, even though it sounds biblical, he, Rabbi Rachman, Truma is only rabbinic, but it's the idea. The Torah said, replace the brother. Whatever consequences there are, only replacing the brother. No more than the brother.
What,
your brother? Arusa doesn't eat truma. Midrash says she ate truma even as an arusa under her husband. It's only Shabbatashka, Simpon.
Well,
somebody does Kedushin in a woman.
Her father had, was used to choose a bas kohen.
Forget about bas kohen. Her husband's a kohen. He did Kedushin. Biblically speaking, she can eat truma. Kayan can eat nefesh, kinyan kasbai. She is kinyan kasbai.
Okay.
Came along to Rabbanu and said she can't eat truma. Service nuntas. I don't know if it's nuntas. I take that back. It might be nuntas.
Bottom,
right. It is the bottom of an alf. So it's the slug of star. It's correct.
I'm a little scared now.
Test question.
One day there'll be a test.
Can I ask a question?
One second, Ramesha. I was by Rav Gifter to see him once, in a private see him in somebody's house, and I was there. Rav Gifter said that he went to the doctor, and he said he's forgetting his learning. He said, Doctor, I'm going for a test. I'm going to get to a test, and I don't know anything. I worked all my life for that test. I'm going to fail the test. So the doctor told him, Rabbi, you have nothing to worry about. Really, it's all stored in your memory. There's a fog that prevents you from accessing it. When you go for that test, that fog will be gone. The Rifter said, he told the doctor, Nichamtoni, Nichamtoni. Yeah, I was there. Yes, my right.
From the Avison, if they only had Avison, there's still Yibum involved if he dies?
What? I can't hear you.
There's Yibum, even if there's only Arison?
Correct. Gemara Yud Gimel and Beis, yes.
And if the second husband dies, the Yavam, is there Yibum after that also?
If he was Miyabim, or yes.
But only if he was Miyabim. In other words, he had to have deal with her, even though the first husband did not.
If he was a Miyabim, she needs Yibum from the first husband.
But... Right, but the first husband did not do Bia with her. He only had Arison.
Doesn't make a difference.
Okay, thank you.
But we had that way back in First Merrick, that an Arusa needs Yibum.
I have a foggy memory.
It's okay. I was just telling you. That was wrong. I didn't say it for you. Beishamai holds an Arusa doesn't need Yibum. It's the Gemara there brought him a chalik is Beishamai Beisil whether an Arusa needs Yibum or not.
I'm just asking her, but
do
you
want to learn? Is
the Rebbe still?
No, he learns all this.
What? We used to be a Rebbe.
Dr. Rashi. Min anasuin. Dr. Rashi, heichad the nafal, vada min anasuin, shkwa hais, hachal is b'mei achiv, uk shemes, and when he died, ubatu kinyanai, paskim ilecho, the kula amal pligi, everybody agrees, the kanyula hak be a guru lachila, that this be a guru will help lachila to feed her truma. Okay, we'll do that next Rashi. Tomorrow, we will continue Merit Hashem tomorrow morning.